Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in love at first sight? If you answered yes, walk to your kitchen right now, grab a frying pan, and smash yourself over the head 4 fucking times because you are out of your goddamn mind. That's fucking crazy. No such fucking thing as love at first sight. It's bullshit. It's a bullshit made up fucking concept. You know what love at first sight is? I'll explain it to you. It's very simple. Love at first sight is wanting to fuck at first sight. That's all it is. It's all it is, all it's ever going to fucking be. You see somebody, you think, oh man, I love that guy. I love that woman. Ooh. You want to fuck them. That's all it is. You just want to fuck that person. Look, and I can understand that. I understand attraction. But I've never fucking had a situation where I fucking met anybody ever under any circumstance where I felt like immediately like, oh boy, I really love this person. You don't know anything about them. What the fuck do you love? You love his face and, you know, his ass and her tits. And you want to get a piece of that. So you go up and talk to them. And you're all fucking chuckles and giggles because you're a fucking moron. And you're like, ooh, you want to hang out sometime? Here's my number. And then, you know, you go out. Maybe you'll fucking date, quote unquote, for a while. And then you'll fuck. And then you'll realize he's an asshole. And you just thought he'd look good. And then you'll make a stupid fucking YouTube video or post on Facebook about how guys are so fucking dumb. And, you know, oh, man, they just don't understand. I mean, they just don't appreciate good women and all that bullshit. And I think to myself, like, dude, you just saw a guy at a party that you thought looked good and you immediately started dating him because you wanted to fuck him. Like, what the fuck? What's the surprise? What's the big fucking shock? Oh, he turned out to be a dick? No kidding. Of course he fucking did. Why don't you fucking, how about you try this? And once again, yes, single fucking divorced guy, gonna give you fucking advice here. How about you try this? How about you see somebody that you might find attractive, maybe just talk to him first. Maybe 5 minutes. Give him 5 minutes and just talk to him a little bit. I don't know what the fuck you're going to talk to him about because I don't approach people in that way. I don't want to have a lame-ass fucking small-talk conversation. But if that's your bag, if you want to have lame-ass small-talk conversations and you can do that, you'll probably find out in that 5 minutes time whether or not he's a fucking douche. They'll give you some kind of clue or some kind of fucking sign because that happens most of the time I fucking meet somebody. Hey, who's this new guy? He seems okay. Then he starts talking. I'm like, eh, okay, he's a dick. Doesn't take long. Just see if you like somebody first and then maybe figure out if you might want to date him. You know? I'm tired of this love at first sight shit. It's disgusting. You know what else is disgusting? If I can go off on a fucking tangent. Although it's not really that much of a tangent. It's kind of on the same fucking topic. Fellas, I'm glad you're in a relationship. I'm glad you love your partner, your significant other, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. I totally get it. And I'm fine with you posting your wedding photos from time to time. You know, maybe a photo of you guys on a fucking beach or smiling or a proposal picture, any of that bullshit. Maybe a picture of a peck on the cheek or some of that shit or a hug. You know, I'm starting to push it a little bit. I'm starting to push the boundaries a little bit into wanting to puke in my fucking mouth a little bit. But some of that shit is okay. Now, I'm getting really fucking tired of seeing the cutesy bullshit pictures. Nothing wrong with cutesy bullshit, but shouldn't that shit be yours? Do I need to see it? Especially if you've just been dating like a month or two? Do I need to see it? That's all I'm asking you. Do I need to see you guys like kissing with your fucking hands on your face? Enough of that shit. It's all the fucking time now. Do I need to see every picture? And if you're just sharing a small percentage of them, how many pictures are you taking of yourselves kissing? What the fuck is that shit? Isn't that fucking weird? Oh, hold on a second. Let me set up the camera. Let's kiss. And if there's somebody in the fucking room with you, how fucked up is that? What kind of gangbangs you got going on? Especially like early in relationships. You might break up in 2 months. And I've got to know that you're fucking sucking all over that guy's face. I got to know that he's so into you that he put you in his profile picture online. I know you're happy. Fine. Fine. Like, oh, look at her. She's dating somebody. Woo. Oh, wow. Jesus H fucking Christ. When the fuck did society turn into all like fucking 13-year-old girls? What the fuck is this shit? And I shouldn't even be sexist about it because fucking dudes are just as bad. How about 13-year-olds in general? Can we use that fucking term? Fucking children? When the fuck do we all become fucking children? Look, I know you're dating somebody. I get it. Like, anytime I see the fucking, the relationship status on Facebook, and I'm gonna tell you right now, if I ever get in a relationship again, I'm never fucking posting a goddamn thing about it on Facebook. There's never gonna be a fucking in a relationship. There's never gonna be in a relationship with this person. None of that bullshit's gonna be up there. It's mine. That's mine, goddammit. But I never see, like, oh, Billy's in a relationship with Sue. How come I haven't seen a picture of them kissing and fucking dry humping on the goddamn beach? How do I know they really like each other? You know what else you can keep off? Social media as well. Like your solicitations. Like if you're gonna ask somebody out, and I don't know, maybe you'll put like fucking like rose petals on a bed to ask her out, or just some weird fucking douchey way. Maybe I don't need to see that. Huh? Like, it's self-serving, narcissistic bullshit. Because here's what it does. It's showing the world, like, hey, I used this to fucking get this girl or this guy, and it worked. And if it doesn't work out, then I'm going to keep in the back of my mind, like, oh, but man, he was so charming. I can't believe it didn't work out. He'll find somebody else. He's got good moves. I mean, I like pictures. You can share stuff. That's cool. But I don't want to know all that. Don't your friends look at you and just say, like, eh. Probably should take that shit off social media. Maybe. It's fucking nauseating is all I'm saying. Love at first sight is nauseating, and your cutesy fucking bullshit photos are nauseating. You just gotta have some kind of a filter. Well, I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get your new episode. You can follow on Podbean, website or the app there, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Facebook Timeline. The Facebook videos are gonna keep pumping out. We got Twitter, too, @JohnsonHateYou, and you can follow my photos on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes.